Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about books with me today? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started. This was called Wild About Books by Judy Sierra. It started the summer of 2002, when the Springfield librarian, Molly McGrew, by mistake, drove her bookmobile into the zoo. Molly opened the door and she let down the stair, turned on the computer, and sat in her chair. At first, all the animals watched from a distance, but Molly could conquer the strongest resistance. By reading aloud from the good Dr. Seuss, she quickly attracted a mink and a moose, a wombat, an oryx, a lemur, a lynx, 8 elephant calves, and a family of skinks. In a flash, every beast in the zoo was stampeding to learn all about this new something called reading. Forsaking their niches, their nests, and their nooks, they went wild, simply wild, about wonderful books, choosing thin books and fat books and cat-in-the-hat books, and new books and true books and heaps of how-to books. Giraffes wanted tall books, and crickets craved small books, while geckos could only read stick-to-the-wall books. The pandas demanded more books in Chinese. Molly filled their requests, always eager to please. She even found waterproof books for the otter, who never went swimming without Harry Potter. Raccoons lived alone, and baboons read in bunches, and llamas read dramas while eating their lunches. Hyenas shared jokes with the red-bellied snakes, and they howled and they hissed till their funny bones ached. A tree kangaroo, who adored Nancy Drew, began solving mysteries right there at the zoo, such as, why are the bandicoot's books overdue? Gently, Molly taught lessons in treating books right, for the boa constrictor squeezed Crictor too tight. Baby bunnies mucked up Goodnight Moon with their paws, giant termites devoured the Wizard of Oz. And bears' love of books was completely outrageous. They licked all the pictures right off of the pages. Tasmanian devils found books so exciting that soon they had given up fighting for writing. They made up adventures so thrilling and new that the others decided to be authors too. Pythons wrote with their tails. Penguins wrote with their bills. And porcupines wrote with their very own quills. At the new insect zoo, bugs were scribbling haiku. The scorpion gave each a stinging review. As the cheetah's new novel began to take shape, he read chapters each night to the Barbary ape. And although the gazelle couldn't spell very well, like everyone else, she had stories to tell. Imagine the hippo's enormous surprise when her memoir was given the Zulitzer Prize. With so many new books, Molly knew what to do. She hired 12 beavers, a stork, and a gnu to build a branch library there at the zoo. Then the animals cried, "We can do it ourselves! We can check the books out, we can put them on shelves." And they did, and they do, up to this very day. 3 cheers for the zoo-brary! Hip, hip, hooray! When you visit the zoo now, you surely won't mind if the animals seem just a bit hard to find. They are snug in their niches, their nests, and their nooks, going wild, simply wild, about wonderful books. The end. Now this book is a pop-up book, and I wish you could see it with me, but maybe you can find it at your library. This book is called The Monster Who Loved Books by Keith Faulkner. One night, Bradley was downstairs in his dad's bookstore. "Oh, this book's been bitten," said Bradley. Then he heard a strange noise in the store. Chomp, munch, slurp, gulp. Peeping out, Bradley saw the biggest, bluest monster you could ever imagine, and it was eating a book. "Hey, don't eat that," Bradley yelled. "They're for reading. Let me show you," he said, reaching for a book. Whoosh! As Bradley opened the book, Both he and the monster found themselves in the world of nursery rhymes. "Yuck!" said the monster, who was scared by Miss Muffet's spider. "Hey, now let's try another book now," said Bradley. Opening the book, suddenly they were in the magical land of fairy tales. "Don't be scared of the wolf," Bradley told the monster as he edged away from the genie. "It's time to go now," shouted Bradley, reaching for another of his favorite books. As the book opened, the air was filled with animal noises. Trumpets and growls, roars, howls and squeaks. "This is too loud," said Bradley to the monster, closing the animal book with a bang. The book closed, and Bradley was back in his bed. "Promise you won't eat books again," yawned Bradley sleepily as the little boy's eyes slowly closed and the book fell open on his lap. Had Bradley really met a monster? A monster who loved books? The end. This is a very short book, and it's called I Like Books by Anthony Brown. I like books. Funny books. And scary books. Fairy tales. And nursery rhymes. Comic books. And coloring books. Fat books. And thin books. Books about dinosaurs. And books about monsters. Counting books. And alphabet books. Books about space. And books about pirates. Song books. And strange books. Yes, I really do like books. The end. Wasn't that funny? We read books about books. How about we tell some jokes about books now? What do librarians hang over their babies' cribs? Bookmobiles. What has a spine but no bones? A book. What book tells you all about chickens? A hen-cyclopedia. What's the difference between a schoolboy and a fisher? One hates his books, and the other baits his hooks. Why does an elephant always use his trunk as a bookmark? That way, he always knows where to start reading. Why did the vampire check out a drawing book? He wanted to learn how to draw blood. What do you do if a pet starts eating your book? You take the words right out of his mouth. What reference book should you use when you forget your shovel? A dictionary. How can you tell if an elephant checked out a book before you did? When you open it, peanut shells fall out. And what did one book say to the other one? I just wanted to see if we were on the right page. And speaking of pages, did you know that books didn't always have pages? In fact, books didn't always look like books at all. People used to write on and read stone tablets and even rolled up scrolls of paper. During the Middle Ages, when there were knights in shining armor, people wrote and read manuscripts. They were kind of like books, except their paper wasn't made from trees. They used sheepskin instead. And whenever they needed to erase, they could just scrape what they wrote right off the page. Most manuscripts were illuminated, which means that they had really pretty pictures with all sorts of colors, even shiny gold. And they even turned the letters into pictures, too. Eventually, people didn't want to write every single book by hand anymore, because that hurt your hand. Instead, they would carve the words onto a piece of wood, cover it with ink, then roll a piece of paper on top, and that was the first kind of printing. Later, rather than carving out each page, people carved each letter into its own piece of wood, kind of like your blocks. Then they could put each letter together, like blocks or a puzzle, and reuse them, and this made things a lot easier. Now, we use a weird combination of metal and ink and grease and water to print, and sometimes you don't read a book in the shape of a book at all. Sometimes people read e-books or electronic books, and those are books that you find on a computer. Now today, I'd like you to go find a book and hold it in your lap. Now you know how people have body parts, like arms and legs and eyeballs? Well, books have body parts too, so we're going to learn about them today. Now that you are holding a book, I'd like you to keep it closed. This way, we can learn about its outside first. If you're holding it face up, then you can see the cover. That has the title of the book on it, and the author's and illustrator's names. The author is the person who wrote it, and the illustrator is the person who drew the pictures. On the left side of the book is the spine. That's like the backbone of the book. And all of the pages are stuck together in the spine. That way, the book doesn't fall apart. Now, if we open the book, you will see all these pieces of paper. And each piece of paper is called a leaf, like the things that grow on trees. And each side of a leaf is a different page. So if you look at the first leaf, it may have a page number on it, and chances are, one side will say page 1, and the other side will say page 2. Then the actual words that you can see, the story, those are called text. So now that you know the body parts of a book, are you ready to wave your own body parts around as we listen to some music?
I can sing
better.
I can knit a scarf,
but you can't knit a sweater.
When I'm underwater, I couldn't be wetter.
Never go swimming in a mohair sweater.
I can dance.
That's faster.
Tried to keep up,
but it was a disaster.
One more move and I'm gonna be the master.
So crank it up loud on the ghetto blaster.
I can eat
more
when it's not fresh
from the local store.
There's a little town in Labrador where
she sells seashells by the shoe store.
I can speak quicker. Imagine I made a new way to make everyone currently frowning snicker.
And on the guitar, it could be a little slicker.
But Jimmy always said I was a good flat picker.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Baby shark.
Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark.
Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark.
Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Grandma shark.
I'll stand up.
Hungry sharks.
Move around.
Hungry sharks. Sharks.
Tickling dildo.
Shark attack. Shark attack. Shark attack. Shark attack.
Gotcha.
You are my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede, you got 100 happy feet walking away. Cracking the asphalt, go in between, long and black and seldom seen. Legs and feet, a little body too. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede, speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. Woo-hoo. under palm trees, hiding away, silent, shiny, night and day. You can crawl under my shoe. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
Let's go!
Womp, womp, womp. Womp, 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 womp.
There you are, so small and round. There are millions of centipedes on the ground. Something about the way you do what you do. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
100 happy feet.
You got 100 happy feet walking away.
We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room until the march, 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 march around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna gallop, 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 gallop around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna gallop, 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 gallop around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna tiptoe, 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 tiptoe around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna tiptoe, 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 tiptoe around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna skip, 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 skip around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna
all fall down. rumble, rumble, rumble. Hear the jungle rumble, 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 rumble. Hear the jungle rumble. Trees shake and sway as the birdies fly away. Lions run and hide with their babies by their side. Rumble, rumble, rumble. Hear the jungle rumble, 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 rumble. Hear the jungle rumble, 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 rumble. Hear the jungle rumble, 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 rumble. Hear the jungle rumble. The elephant moves very slowly. Oh, so very slowly. He doesn't like to move too fast, because he is so big and heavy.
Everybody touch the ground. jumping down the street with my 2 feet. I'm jumping.
That's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about books, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!